This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, getting Ted on the line here, and he should join us shortly after that heart-stopping Aztec win over UAB today in Spokane. We're still looking for a possible time for the Aztec game on Sunday. Maybe Ted knows, but I don't think it's out yet. Ted Leitner joins from Spokane, Washington. Beautiful this time of year up there, isn't it, Teddy? Might as well spend another couple of days.
Yeah, I figured it was okay. A little cool last night, but I'm fine, and I can handle another basketball broadcast, and Aztec fans can handle another basketball game. And I know they got spoiled last year. Who wouldn't be? But it wasn't easy. As Dutcher says, NCAA games are never easy, but you just have to win the game. Find a way to win the game, and they did that.
For sure. Where on the scale of nervousness did this one rank? When they got down a little bit in the second half, I mean, I got to admit, I was starting to feel a little defeated there for a minute.
Understandable. I mean, having watched the tapes last night and other days since the matchup was made, I thought that this was a very talented team, despite, a conference that's nowhere near what the Mountain West is, and that's the American Athletic. And they had been in Conference USA the years before that, and they were a program winning, 29 games last year, and the NIT championship, and winning the conference championship at their new conference this year. So they were not going to be an NCAA team unless they got an automatic bid by being a conference winner, and they were. And I was very impressed with their size, their athletic ability, and their rebounding, and I think that's where the Aztecs were. They matched them. I think they had a couple of more rebounds, but each had 14 offensive rebounds. So the Aztecs answered the fact that they could rebound with a team that really, that was their strength, and they did that. Defense was not the Blazers' strength. Rebounding was. The Aztecs answered that, and they wind up with, 17 points on turnovers and get 11 steals. The Aztecs turned it over a couple of more than they normally do, and it wasn't the total number of the turnovers, just that when they got them, they were in the midst of a run where they might have thought, I thought, blew them out in the first half the way they were going, but they were not able to do that. So I really, it was very, very nervous that they were that close. And once again, the Aztecs don't play well with big leads all year long, even in games that they won. They did that. If you remember, Chris, they had the double-digit lead against Washington in the tournament in Las Vegas in November. Then they had a double-digit lead against Cal in Orange County on the neutral floor again, and they've done that so many times, and they blew an 11-point lead in the first half. Actually, they got to a dozen, I think, and this for some reason, and poor shooting is part of that, but they were turning it over, at not so much in the total numbers, but in bunches, and I think that made it a close game, and it kept them from getting rid of that team early on, but that was extremely, to answer your question, that's a 9 on the nervous 10 scale, but they found a way, and they found a way by making their free throws. That's exactly what they did.
And we followed Aztec basketball for 40 years. We always make our free throws, right, Ted?
No, that's actually not true. The quite opposite. The opposite has been, I remember that game against Boise State, and even Trey Kell, a good free throw shooter, and all those guys, they missed like 6 in a row, and they had a 10-point lead there, and they couldn't score and couldn't make their free throws, and they lost that game at home. They have had moments where they're not able to make shots this year, and other years, like you say, not able to make free throws, and they were 8 of 10 in the first half. They were 8 of 10 in the second half, and Lamont Butler, who's had, I don't know where his shooting went, both for twos and threes and free throws, but here's a guard shooting 57%, and he was a little lower than that going into the Mountain West tournament, and Lamont goes 5 out of 6. Ladie goes 9 out of 10, and that was the ball game. If they don't do that, they lose easily by probably more points than they won by. Now, that's clutch on national television, NCAA. You make free throws like that. That is a big-time clutch performance to win the game.
Agreed, 100%. Ted Leitner's with us where he called the Aztecs 69-65 win over UAB today. I've actually gone further into the interview without asking your thoughts on Jaden Ledee than I planned. I tweeted out right after the game that, you know, third team All-American, please. I know we always feel a little slighted. It's our guy. We watched him all year. But, Ted, that was a first-team All-American performance he put on today. I mean, it wasn't just the points. It was his impact on the game. He ended up fouling out the entire Birmingham team. And he made, you know, ridiculously tough shots there down the stretch to keep him, you know, keep it close. And then, as you said, he had his free throws. He did everything an All-American's supposed to do.
He did. And again, I don't think, because I've done it, and you're doing it, and Aztec fans do it, and it's not whining, because I think when something is accurate, then it's not complaining or whining. It's just stating a fact. And if Jaden Ledee played for UConn, if he played for Houston, if he even played for a Kentucky team that's gone bye-bye but was in the top 20, then he would be first-team All-American, because there is not a better power forward in the country. Everybody knows that. Coach Dutcher knows that. And that's just the way it is. But you're on San Diego State. Even the run last year that put them on the – they've already been on the map a long, long time. It was the powerhouse on the West Coast along with Gonzaga. And that's – you can look at that. The winning percentage the last 10 years beyond UCLA. It's Gonzaga and San Diego State. Those are the two best programs. And the truth of the matter is, if he played for Gonzaga through all these – the way they had – been in these finals and championships and Final Fours and all that, he would have been a first team. So the idea that he was second team, other team like Associated Press, and the Associated Press is normally the one they give the most credence to. He was only third team there. But as far as I'm concerned, you're an All-American, whether it's one, two, or three. And the truth is, if you're on one of those name programs, those Blue Bloods, you're clearly going to be, you know, just like we're on a winning team, you're going to be first team. He is amazing. CBS referred to him the other day as the boulder-shouldered Jaden Ledee of San Diego State.
I like that. Pretty good.
I'd never heard that one before.
No, nope, but I like
he
it.
Is just, there is no player quite like him in terms of what he does. And like he says, I don't make him shoot over me. I make him go through me. And you can't go through him. Early on, I thought it was almost, I almost felt sorry for the 2-6-9 bigs and with Lindeborg and Davis, because I mean it was such a mismatch against him. He could basically do anything that he wanted. Now, when you do something like that, you are indeed a special player. And to come up like he did in the Mountain West, he averaged 27 points and 10 rebounds in those three games of the Mountain West, and he comes 32-8 today. Clearly, he is the main reason, after all the statistical things we mentioned, that the Aztecs won. This isn't not just an Aztec for life. This is an amazing, amazing Aztec. Like Malachi Flynn became one of those in 1 year, and Jaden's done it in just 2 years.
Yeah, and he's so soft-spoken. I mean, the interviewer after the game kind of tentatively went up to him, because I don't think she was, you know, she's a big guy. He's kind of intimidating. But then he opens his mouth and he says, well, I just relied on my teammates. It was nice. And, you know, they did the thing. And interviewer was the interviewer was like, well, no, you were kind of good in the game, you know. And he goes, well, I appreciate that, but, you know, my guys got it done for him. But he's really terrific in that way. Lamont Butler, I'm so happy for him because he has struggled a little this year. He took over the game in the first half on defense. I don't think UAB was ready for what he can do.
And it wasn't just him. It was the overall defense, and Lamont was unbelievable. And it was the steal after steal after steal. And that's where I thought the Aztecs were going to a 20-point lead and end that thing in the first half when they had that run, and they were coming down and stealing them after possession after possession. And then they had the two where Miles Byrd was in transition after steals, and he missed one layup. And then the second one, he lost it. And I thought those 4 points there, and I thought the Aztecs were going to win this thing and blow them out right there. So, you know, making 13 turnovers, they average 11.5 a game. game, San Diego State, that's not a huge number. But when they got them, it was after they had gotten in transition. And when they're in transition off a defensive rebound or a steal, this Aztec team is in transition even better than last year's team. So they kind of made it easier and helped Alabama get back in the ball game by throwing the ball away at some bad times. But, oh my gosh, the defense, they have not. When you play in the American Athletic Conference like Alabama Birmingham, you come out here and you can watch it on tape. But when you're trying to bring the ball up and you're trying to set up your offense, then you're seeing a defense you have literally never seen all year. And that's San Diego State defense. And it came through today, and probably as big a reason as Ladie and everybody else was the Aztecs are known for that. Steve Fisher always said, he'd get stopped on the street and people would say, Steve Fisher, San Diego State, Kawhi Leonard and defense. That's what they always tell Steve, that the Aztecs were all wide. And after last year, they certainly increased that. And that's what they did today. Those poor guys coming down from Alabama, Birmingham, it was like, oops, 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 I can't get by these guys at the top of the key. They're stealing every ball. It was an amazing exhibition.
Yeah, it was fun. Ted, we appreciate the time. It's always great talking to you now. You know Dutch, and we know, you know, this team. I think they catch a break. I mean, you got to call it what it is. They're not going to have to play Auburn, right? They're going to have to play Yale, and Yale's good, but Yale's not Auburn. Yale's not Auburn.
No.
But there's no way Dutch is going to let them ease into the second game. What do you think he's going to focus on between now and Sunday with this team?
He's obviously going to go. It's like I mentioned during the broadcast. It's national television. It's the NCAA. And you have a tendency to try to do too much when you're making a play. And that's what happened to Miles Byrd, who's going to be a sensational player. Mark my words. This defense has come on. He can rebound. He's fast. He's quick. He can shoot. He's going to be a true Aztec star the next couple of years. And he's just a sophomore. But they were rushing. John Wooden always said, be quick, but don't rush. And I think they were rushing. So they're going to work on that. They have a practice scheduled at the arena tomorrow. They practiced yesterday at the community college because the arena was having its other festivities for the tournament. But they're going to practice, and certainly without question, they're going to continue to work against zones, because they saw several different zones today, and that bothered them. That was part of the reason they didn't keep that 11-point lead in the first half and so forth. And when they increased the lead in the second half to 12, they were facing zones, and that's, you know, everybody should zone the Aztecs because they're not a great shooting team. You should zone them until they make shots to get you out of the zone. But the Mountain West basically is a man-to-man kind of a conference, a half-court conference that plays defense and pounds you. And as a result, they don't see it very often. So it was very effective. And I expect that Yale, they ain't dumb. They're Yale. They'll start to use some of that during the course of the game on Sunday. So the Aztecs, to answer your question, will work on that tomorrow. And they take their shots all the time. They work and work and work, and somehow they just go ice cold. I mean, they were 1-for-12 in the end of the first half and still won a ball game. And we just talked about why. Rebounding and Aztec defense.
Do you go to the Spokane Shakey's Pizza place tonight? What's on the agenda for you?
You know, I tell you.
Do you know Spokane? You've been there a few times, right?
I have been there. And I came this year. And I came this year when they beat Gonzaga. And there's not a lot downtown. There's not a lot to do. There's a couple of restaurants. We went out to one last night, the broadcasters, Pipes. And it was good. The team went out to a steakhouse last night, and they're going to another steakhouse tonight. Got to get that protein.
No, of course, so yes. Going. Good excuse. Yeah. Good excuse for a steak.
Yeah.
Got to have
that's
my
it.
Protein.
And that's it. They're going to take them out. The team's going out for steak tonight, and then, like I mentioned, they have the practice tomorrow. But of course, what you mentioned is totally true. Auburn is a terrific team that plays really good defense, and so does Yale. But in terms of the athlete and the team, there's a reason they were seeded the way they were seeded. Auburn was number four, and they're gone. So just like last year, Chris, when they didn't have to face a good, unlike this year, a good Virginia team, when they had Furman instead, when Virginia got upset, and that started the ball rolling, and now they get a break. No Auburn, Yale. And that is certainly better. And San Diego State is better than the Ivy League champions.
Hopefully they will prove that on Sunday, Ted. I say it all the time. The Aztecs basketball right now is the gift that keeps on giving. And we just keep enjoying the ride. Thanks so much for checking in with us. It's really nice of you to do. And hopefully we'll get a chance to speak again next week ahead of the Sweet 16.
Anytime, Chris. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it much as well. Ted Leitner, voice of the Aztec basketball. Great to catch up with him. Very nice of him. Because I know he's got a lot on his plate.
Yes, he
for
does.
A Friday night in Spokane.
Yes, he does.
He sounded like it. He's like, well, they have two restaurants. I don't know. Well, maybe he'll go to the other one tonight. I guess that's what you do. They don't play till Sunday, so I mean, you know, he's got some time to kill.
That is over the next few days. How far away is Spokane from Seattle? Would you go driving there?
No, Spokane is on the other side of the state.
I know it's near Idaho.
Yeah, well, Seattle's on the west coast. So it's not very close.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Not much.
Oh, yeah, it's 4 hours.
Yeah, it's a ways away. All right, good to have Ted on. Mark Ziegler's going to catch us up with a little his commentary after that game. We'll get him in the 5 o'clock hour. Look forward to that. Two games in progress right now, right before halftime. Texas A&M has already scored 58 points in the first half. That's impressive.
Gives them the Colorado State.
Yeah, Colorado State scored 44
in
the whole
game.
Yeah, Texas A&M leads Nebraska 58-43 right before halftime. 15-point lead for the Aggies. Duke over Vermont 28-23. Those are the only two games going right now. Back with a happy hour next.
No, we need to kill 10 more seconds.
I went too early?
The music that I played during Ted's interview was the outro music. I did not mean to do
that. Why did you play that?
I didn't play it.
Yes, you did.
No, I started the timer too early.
Operator error.
It was.
Operator error.
It was. You know
what? There's the music.
I'm going to admit when I'm wrong from now on, Chris.
Yeah. Let's turn over a new leaf. What the hell?
Why not?
All right. Texas A&M at halftime leads Nebraska. The score is 58-44. Happy hour. We're happy. The Aztecs won. And more to come on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.